Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Monday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA action today. Before we get started, though, a quick reminder, as always, by our sponsor of today's show, which is Prize Picks. Prize Picks, the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplifies. Pick 2 to 5 players and over under their projections. You can go to 10 times on any entry. It's easy versus the projected numbers. So we appreciate Prize Picks, as always, for sponsoring the show. Let's go ahead now and dive into our slate today, our odds going over every single game, and also our Prize Picks power plays for every single game as well for an intriguing Monday slate in the association. And our first game up here is going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers hosting the Orlando Magic. The Cavaliers are 9-point favorites over the Magic today in Cleveland. I love the Cavs in this spot. I think it's a good bounce back opportunity after a really disappointing loss to the Bulls the other night at home. I think we see Darius Garland and Evan Mobley have big games today for the Cavaliers. So let's go ahead and lock in Cleveland -9 to at least win by double digits and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here over on Prize Picks for this matchup. I love a big Darius Garland game. So we're going to lock in Darius Garland over 24.5 points. And I also like Franz Wagner over 15.5 points. And then 2 rebound props I like here for both sides, Evan Mobley and Wendell Carter Jr. Wendell Carter Jr. and Evan Mobley both check in at 9.5 rebounds. So here's our 4-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Darius Garland over 24.5 points, Franz Wagner over 15.5 points, Wendell Carter Jr. over 9.5 rebounds, and Evan Mobley over 9.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Cavs to win and cover the 9-point spread against the Magic. Next up on the board here are the Denver Nuggets at the Charlotte Hornets. The Nuggets are 3.5-point favorites today on the road in Charlotte. I'm looking forward to this game. It should be a really fun one. Nikola Jokic going up against LaMelo Ball. What should be a very fast-paced, high-scoring game. In the end, though, I am going to the likely MVP winner, Nikola Jokic. I think Jokic is a big game today against the Hornets, who are really not set up well to go against Jokic. It might be one of those games where it's hard to see Jokic not going off like a 30-point triple-double or something along those lines. So I love it being the Nikola Jokic game. We're going to go ahead and lock in Nuggets -3.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So let's go over the board here for this matchup. And like I mentioned, I love a big Nikola Jokic game. He checks in at 27.5 points. I'm going to go over on Nikola Jokic over 27.5 points. I also like here on the board LaMelo Ball, who's hot right now from scoring-wise. I like LaMelo Ball over 20.5 points. And then also, let's go over to rebounds. I really like a rebound prop for this one. Aaron Gordon over 5.5 rebounds. And I also like as well Mason Plumlee over 7.5 rebounds. He'll be playing a lot of minutes going up against Jokic. So we'll probably see Plumlee gobble up a lot of rebounds as well. So here's our 4-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Nikola Jokic over 27.5 points. LaMelo Ball over 20.5 points. Mason Plumlee over 7.5 rebounds, and Aaron Gordon over 5.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Nuggets to win and cover the 3.5-point spread against the Hornets. Next up on the board here, we have the Atlanta Hawks at the Indiana Pacers. The Hawks are 8-point favorites today over the Pacers in Indianapolis. I think this could be a blowout win in favor of the Hawks, and we see a huge game from Trae Young. This Pacers team's trying to get a top-5 pick right now. They're trying to tank. They have no incentive to win this game. I think we see a big blowout win in favor of the Hawks behind a big Trae Young game. So let's go ahead and lock in as a best bet of the day, Hawks -8 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So let's go to the board here and lock in for this one. Looking over on Prize Picks, the one that instantly stands out to me when looking through this matchup is going to be Trae Young, like I mentioned, 29.5 points. I think it's at least 30 tonight. So I like Trae Young over 29.5 points. I also like here as well, Tyrese Haliburton over on his assist total. Tyrese Haliburton checks in at 9 assists. I think we see at least 10 tonight for Haliburton. So let's go ahead and lock in Tyrese Haliburton over 10 assists. I also like 3-pointers made. Buddy Hield. Let's see if he's on the board here. He's actually not on the board. So instead, let's go to points. I do like Buddy Hield over on his point total, which is at 17.5 points. And then finally, a rebound prop to close things out. Clint Capella over on his rebound total, which is at 11.5 rebounds. So here's our 4-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Trae Young over 29.5 points. Buddy Hield over 17.5 points. Clint Capella over 11.5 rebounds. And Tyrese Haliburton over 9 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Hawks to win and cover the 8-point spread against the Pacers. Next up on the board, we have the Miami Heat hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Heat are 13-point favorites today against the Kings, a huge spread in Miami. I believe no Sabonis today. I believe no Fox. Let me double check on that on Prize Picks just to make sure. Yeah, it looks like there is not guys playing tonight. So I have a hard time seeing how any way that the Kings can keep up here. I think the Heat bounce back, really play aggressive tonight because they've been in a slump lately. I think they blow out this Kings team relatively easily. So let's lock in Heat minus 13. And now check out Prize Picks for the props for this game as well. And scrolling through here for Prize Picks, it looks like actually there's no props currently available in this game. But in the meantime, for those that want to lock in before this game, I do like Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler to have big games today, so you can tail that idea. But in the end, let's lock in Heat minus 13 and go now to Bulls at Knicks. And the Bulls are 3-point favorites on the road today in Madison Square Garden. I love the Bulls in this spot. I think Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan both have big games for the Bulls that lead to a big win over the Knicks. The Bulls need momentum going. They got a big win in Cleveland. I think it continues moving forward here as well. So let's go ahead and lock in Bulls minus 3 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So let's go to the board here. Like I mentioned, I love DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine to have big games. So we're going to lock in both over on their point totals, which is both at 23.5 points. I also like here as well RJ Barrett over on his point total, which is at 24.5 points, and also Julius Randle over on his point total at 21.5 points. All 4 point totals here, but I expect a very fast-paced, high-scoring, entertaining game in Madison Square Garden where all the stars come out to play. So let's go ahead and lock in Bulls minus 3 and the following power play now on Prize Picks, which is DeMar DeRozan over 23.5 points, Zach LaVine over 23.5 points, RJ Barrett over 24.5 points, and Julius Randle over 21.5 points. Now let's move on to our next game here, the Toronto Raptors hosting the Boston Celtics. The Raptors are 7.5-point favorites today over the Celtics in Toronto. Robert Williams is now out for the Celtics, a huge loss for the new number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They'll have huge ramifications down the line for the playoffs. But tonight, I think it's a bad matchup now, especially without Williams too for the Celtics. So I do believe the Raptors win this game comfortably and cover the 7.5-point spread. So let's lock in Raptors minus 7.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So going to the board here for this matchup, I do love Pascal Siakam over on his point total, which is at 22.5 points. And I also like as well Derek White over on his point total, which is at 16.5 points. And another point prop I like as well, Fred VanVleet over 18.5 points. And now a rebound prop that I like for this one is going to be Grant Williams over on his rebound total, which is at 6.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Pascal Siakam over 22.5 points. Fred VanVleet over 18.5 points, Derek White over 16.5 points, and Grant Williams over 6.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Raptors to win and cover the 7.5-point spread against the Celtics in Toronto. Next up on the board here for a great slate in the association tonight for this great Monday slate, we have the Memphis Grizzlies hosting the Golden State Warriors. The Grizzlies are 11-point favorites today against the Warriors. Still no Stephen Curry for Golden State. Still no John Morant here for the Grizzlies, but this Grizzlies team, even without John Morant, is just incredible to watch right now. This team feels like the Suns of last year. I think they could potentially make a run to the Western Conference Finals. I think this is another statement game tonight, even without John Morant for the Grizzlies. So I love the Grizzlies here to make a big win against the Warriors at home in Memphis. So let's lock in Grizzlies minus 11 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So let's go to the board here. I love Desmond Bane and Jordan Poole over on their point totals. Jordan Poole checks in at 25.5 points and Desmond Bane at 20.5 points. Let's also go and lock in another point prop I like here, Dylan Brooks over on his point total, which is also at 20.5 points. I love that for Memphis' side. And then finally, another prop I like here, another point prop, all 4 point props again, but I think we see a kind of game where we see a lot of possessions back and forth, a lot of points scored. So let's lock in Andrew Wiggins over 18.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Jordan Poole over 25.5 points. Desmond Bane over 20.5 points. Dylan Brooks over 20.5 points. And Andrew Wiggins over 18.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Grizzlies to win and cover the 11-point spread against the Warriors. Next up on the board, we have the San Antonio Spurs at the Houston Rockets. The Spurs are 9-point favorites today over the Rockets in Houston. The Spurs are now only one game out of the Western Conference play-in spot, the number 10 seed in the West. The Lakers are just a complete embarrassment right now. They lost a huge lead in New Orleans last night. Now if the Spurs win tonight, they're only a half game back of the Lakers, and that could be just a race to the finish there for the final play-in spot. So the Spurs are going to be playing with a lot of urgency here. I think we see a big game for DeJounte Murray and others and Keldon Johnson. So let's go ahead and lock in Spurs minus 9 and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here for this matchup. Like I mentioned, I love DeJounte Murray and Keldon Johnson to have big games. Keldon Johnson checks at 19.5 points. I like that to go over here. And then also DeJounte Murray over on his assist totals. DeJounte Murray checks in. Let's see here. For his assist total, it is at 9.5 assists. I do believe DeJounte Murray gets at least 9.5 assists tonight, so we'll lock that in as well. Currently, there are no Trailblazers props on the board here, or excuse me, no Rockets props on the board here, but I do like Jalen Green tonight, and I do like Christian Wood tonight, so make sure you add those in as well. But in the meantime, I like Keldon Johnson over 19.5 points, DeJounte Murray over 9.5 assists, and I also like the Spurs to cover the 9-point spread on the road tonight in Houston. Finally, our last game of the night tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Portland Trailblazers. The Thunder are 1.5-point favorites today in Portland. This Blazers team is awful, just quite frankly. This team is injured completely. They have all these guys sitting out. All these guys have been traded. This Thunder team shouldn't be in a spot where they're favored to win. But this is just a match between two G League teams, and I think the Thunder have the better talent there as far as young talent goes. So I'm going to follow that idea here and take the Thunder to win and cover the 1.5-point spread on the road in Portland. And now let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in our power play for this game. I love for this matchup Théo Maledon over 15.5 points, and I also like here as well Brandon Williams over 17.5 points. Another one I like here as well is going to be Trey Mann over 18.5 points. And now let's go lock in a rebound prop to close this one out. Drew Eubanks over on his rebound total, which checks in here at 11.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Brandon Williams over 17.5 points. Trey Mann over 18.5 points. Théo Maledon over 15.5 points. And Drew Eubanks over 11.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Thunder to win and cover the 1.5-point spread tonight in Portland. So that is all of our games today, 9 games in total in the association, a lot of great games. So let's go close this one out here with my picks against the spread, and it is as follows. Cavaliers -9 over the Magic, Nuggets -3.5 over the Hornets, Hawks -8 over the Pacers, Heat -13 over the Kings, Bulls -3 over the Knicks, Raptors -7.5 over the Celtics, Grizzlies -11 over the Warriors, Spurs -9 over the Rockets, and Thunder -1.5 over the Trailblazers. And now, as we always do, let's close it out with our most confident play of the day, our basketballnews.com, nothing but bets, prize picks, super power play, my four most confident plays of the day. So let's go ahead and lock into this one, and it's going to be as follows. There's a lot of props I like here tonight in the scoring department, so we're going to take Nikola Jokic over 27.5 points. I also like here as well, looking through the board, Trae Young over on his point total. I mentioned a big Trae Young game earlier. I'm going to ride that idea. Trae Young over 29.5 points. And then as well, looking through the board here, another confident play I have for tonight's game is going to be Pascal Siakam over on his point total, which is at 22.5 points. And then as well, one more point prop here to wrap this thing up. It's going to be Desmond Bain over 20.5 points. And we see Desmond Bane have a big game tonight for the Grizzlies and a big win over the Warriors. So let's go ahead and lock in this four-leg power play to win you back $1,000 and $100 bet, my four most confident plays of the day to make up our nothing but bets super power play. Trae Young over 29.5 points against the Pacers. Nikola Jokic over 27.5 points against the Hornets. Pascal Siakam over 22.5 points against the Celtics. And Desmond Bain over 20.5 points against the Warriors. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to Nothing But Bets with you guys every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter as well, if you haven't already, at esidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. Make sure you also subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to all the other podcasts on the basketballnews.com podcast network. We have so many great podcasts out there, and our basketballnews.com website is the best place, your one-stop shop for written audio and video content on the NBA and basketball itself. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. Make sure you lock in your bets for a great Monday slate in the association, and happy betting to you.